Hello and welcome to the Spoiler Log and A Link to the Past Randomizer podcast. I'm your host, Dante, and it is day zero of Speed Gaming Live 2024 in Herndon, Virginia. Looking forward to this weekend. Got in yesterday on Tuesday, day negative one, I guess. And, you know, SG has really been on the ball. They have been getting things set up ahead of time. They're in a much better spot than they were last year, which is a really great improvement to see as far as the stream room setups go. Really excited to be back in the 2022 rooms. Going to be real nice to be near the fire pits instead of having to walk all the way across the hotel. But everyone's mostly arriving today, so I'm going to be looking forward to seeing a lot of familiar faces, meet some new ones, and it should be overall a good time. We'll see who we can talk to today. As I've said in the past, we'll find out what we can do. I don't want to pressure anyone to do anything they aren't comfortable with, but we'll see what we can do, and we'll get as many of these episodes daily as we can to you guys. So here we go. Well, I have found Lumaga, friend of the show, I guess like admin of the Discord too, you know, the runner of everything.
Not quite everything, I don't think.
Close enough. Well, he's setting up the TVs here in the tournament room. What does Angry Pants have you doing?
So we have about, maybe 70 TVs in here. And I have to make sure each of them has their volume off and set to the right color temperature.
Right color temperature, okay. All right, so like mid-70s temperature, like Fahrenheit for the
not
year.
Not quite that, but...
All right. So normal color temperature.
Neutral color temperature, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for one of the TVs to be at like 100 volume, and then we're...
That's what I'm worried about. Like all of a sudden, you know, middle of the day, someone's doing this and setting up, disrupts everybody.
Yeah.
That'd be terrible. And then I'll feel bad.
52 TVs.
That was close.
Lent by MagFest, just in this room. There are more.
Yeah, we have a bunch of monitors in the practice room. I think we've got another 20 in there. And then, gosh, we've got some real nice big screen TVs in the streaming rooms, the two streaming rooms where we're doing SG1234.
Yeah, that room looks pretty sick. I was walking through there earlier. Like, we're going to have a lot of viewability compared to last year is probably the way to put it for the audience. At least I think so.
Yeah. You know, normally I've actually come here a little bit later in the day, so setup is mostly done and kind of feel like I'm mooching off of everyone's hard work.
So you're giving back.
I'm giving back. I came in earlier today and Duck has me doing a whole bunch of stuff, and I think we're ahead of the game. There's a lot of volunteers here.
There's so much done. There's more people asking what to do than there are spots.
Yeah.
So are you enjoying being here earlier than normal?
Oh yeah, I get to actually see everybody come in as they're coming in rather than I'm Johnny come lately. And
I've been enjoying not working.
Coming in Tuesday, that's the best strat. Yeah.
But all right, well, we'll check in with you later. We'll see how things go.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm sure, man. We'll catch up.
We'll catch up soon.
Yeah.
Well, I found Angry Pants. I was trying to find him earlier, but he is the new Dante as setting up everything.
As far as wearing tank tops.
Oh, yeah, you're the new Dante. I need you to get a tank top now. How's setup been?
It's actually been amazing. We're way ahead of schedule from last year, and I actually heard the year before that, too.
Yeah. So, that Dante guy was slow as crap, wasn't
he? Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was standing around, you know, waiting to be told what to do, but he didn't even recognize me.
Yeah, it was true. You know, that guy was a butthole back then. Yeah. Well, it's what I like about it is like there's procedures now, right? Like
yes.
They have the idea of what needs to be done.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, we had, what was it? It happened in 2019 and then was delayed for a few years because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
So it's like
it was a new adventure in 2022 and then different rooms in 2023.
Right. And so I think we're getting a better idea. You know, we've gotten feedback from people about the different setups as far as the tourney room and the practice room.
Right.
And And yeah, so I think we've taken those in and have started doing setups to better accommodate what our players want.
Yeah, and our players, like, you're SG now.
I was deputized by Apathy Duck. As long as I'm in this room or the tourney room.
All right. Well, I know like you guys who are listening can't see him. He's drenched in sweat. But yes. he's doing the hard work.
That's normal. I mean, like...
That's normal?
I mean, we're in a swamp, so...
Okay, that's fair. D.C. is... It's not as bad as, like, North Carolina and Virginia.
Yeah.
But, I mean, well, anyway.
Yes.
We're in Virginia. But, yeah, I guess... So, you got... We're in the practice room talking, so you got a little more to set up here in the practice room?
Yeah, I got to wait for some people who got here early and are already practicing to vacate so I can make sure the setup is proper over there. But we're all set up where we're standing.
We're all set up here.
Yeah, I got...
What's going in the middle here? We've got this big conglomerate of, like, chairs. It looks like a big conference table with the way we've made it. I helped Duck do this, and he was like, it needs to be this way. And I'm like, well, what are we doing with it?
I don't know.
We don't really have power here,
so I think it's just going to be a place for...
Hangout.
Yeah, for people to hang out.
Sunday crosswords.
Chair storage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, sure.
We're going to have the NMG qualifiers in here.
Oh baby.
And so I know he talked about moving this in this configuration to give more space for spectators. So
that'll be good. Yeah, that way people can watch because, like, you know, it's a communal event for the NMG qualifier.
Yeah. I mean, it's for SGL, the NMG is, I think, going to be the first one in person to have an official,
like,
live in person race.
Yeah.
So
that'll be cool.
A large race, that is.
Right. So, right. Yeah, because it's been done obviously at, like, marathons.
Yeah, and we've done and this is just for SGL. I don't know. I've heard there's other organizations out there. I don't know.
We're taking over with Link to the Past. We've got the vanilla speedrun. We have SMZ3 and we have ALTTPR.
Yep.
So it's just, this is becoming. I'm kidding. It's not actually becoming an ALTTPR event, but it would be funny. But I guess best of luck with the rest of setup. We'll check in with you once, you know, you're a little more, I guess, relaxed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, mostly the next 2 days I'll be getting my cheeks clamped by some really good really good runners in Rando.
So who's in your group?
I know Jet's in there.
Okay.
I was in the room when the groups were being made, and I heard names, but I was under tables.
You were under the table cowering.
Yes, I was.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Jet's a good dude, so you'll have a good time playing against him. But anyway, we'll check in with you a little later. Thanks for the update on what's going on.
All right, thank you, Daisy.
Well, it's Thursday, and I found Clipper the Big Red Dog.
Hello.
And he is doing his speed gaming thing. How's things going on, like, the administrative side of the coin?
Hey, things are going great so far, I think. There's I think we're missing Sigma, but that's to be expected.
I'm missing Sigma.
That might just be me speaking personally, but I'm definitely missing Sigma. and Tess, too.
Yeah,
because usually it'd be her sitting right here so I could be making sure everything is running smoothly, and now I'm running check-in and also running all over the place, which is fine.
Yeah, but between you and Duck, like, you guys are, like, literally sprinting all over the place.
Yeah.
I guess we had a little bit of issue, I guess we could say, in the morning. The tournament room filled up massively fast.
I'm blaming Herfy Durfy for this one because he put out an announcement to get your matches done quickly, and then everyone showed up to do their matches immediately. last year, in the afternoon, we would hit a point where there's, like, a 10-minute wait in because the rooms got filled up around 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people were trying to overcorrect with the scheduling and not be stuck in that. And so everybody's scheduled.
Oh, I know.
First thing. I remember looking at the schedule this morning and nothing had been put on a channel yet. So there was a lot of undecideds. And the SG actual schedule page was 30 matches wide with things. And
Sigma sent me a screenshot when I was like, apparently we were full in here. Like, I DM'd him and he was just like, yeah, I wonder why. And it was just like, I couldn't read anything. It was just massive blocks, like, beside each other.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, you can interrupt. Duck's here.
I'm just suggesting you're just sitting here not doing anything, and Henry's upstairs sitting not doing anything. You can just put a sign and go like.
The sign that I have there? Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying you can just go hang out in the boardroom so you're not both just staring at a wall and do something and just say, like, I'm in the board game room. Go up there. Thought.
Duck's trying to optimize.
Duck's thinking again.
I'm also trying to make sure people are having a good time. You guys are both just sitting at a computer at our convention. Like, go play board games.
I'm having a great time. Look.
I'm enjoying myself.
I'm having a wonderful time.
I haven't had my breakfast was one donut hole. My lunch was one piece of beef jerky that Mr. Angry Pants gave me.
That reminds me, he's supposed to be giving me a bag of beef jerky, so I need to...
I got one piece.
I need to find him.
He's got to be around here somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know if you know numbers. Like, is this equivalent maybe to last year?
We
a
are,
better?
At this point, we have sold right about the same amount of tickets as last year.
Okay.
And as more walk-ups come in, we're going to be past last year.
That's good. Well, that's really good.
I'm very excited.
We need to keep things afloat. We need this to keep
that was
being
the,
a thing.
Another thing, like, seeing the backup this morning just makes the case for a bigger space for next year. And
bigger
more
space, more rooms.
More rooms, more, like, just make the thing bigger. So.
Well, you know, then there's people like me and Lumaga who were just like, handshake agreement, you want to go play our matches from our hotel rooms? And, you know, we did that.
Hey, you trust Lumaga, like, that's... You got to do what you got to do when it comes down to it. The most important part is, you know, getting the races done and getting them done in a way that, you know, you don't feel like there's anything shady going on. So as long as you and Lumaga are agreed to go do the thing, that's fine with me.
Yeah. Right?
But that's also why I'm not on the tournament admin side, because I'm like, whatever, if it works, it works. Let's get it done. I'm here to make sure everybody's having a good time, having fun. Like,
are you trying to convince yourself or me that everyone's having a good time?
I'm not trying to convince anybody.
Okay.
Like,
finally
I want
on
you to have
he's
a
having
good
a good time.
Time.
He just gave me a big smile and a thumbs up.
I want to do everything I can to help you have a good time, but I can't make you have a good time. That would be...
All right, well, you can make me have a good time, just like you make Herthy work and have a good time, too.
Yes.
So, well, we'll see if we can check in with you later, Cliff.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be here all week.
Appreciate your time, man. We found Clear Mouse, the one who does 80,000 commentaries a single event.
Hello.
With the opportunities, how has your 2024 SGL experience been?
It's been amazing. Wonderful as always. I'm always happy to see friends, meet new people that I've only seen on the other side of Twitch or Discord, and also, you know, get to meet up with people who have been in constant contact with. But it's just amazing always to see them in person.
How many commentaries have you done? So I know far. The answer to this, but tell everyone.
I've only done one so far.
Okay.
I believe there only have been like four total restreams, maybe. And that's all, inclusive of ALTTPO, like other tournaments and stuff. So I'm very happy to only just have the one so far.
Yeah. I mean, we're 3 o'clock on a Thursday right now. So day one, even though it feels like day five at this point when you get here on a Tuesday. But,
and you've been racing for four races. Yeah.
Yeah. I really want to do more races. But anyway, scheduling's tough. I mean, I guess just kind of palling around with folks, trying to find more commentary slots later on.
Yeah, you know, you gotta wheel and deal these things, you know.
I heard that you may have done a Bo Landmos at some point in the practice room. Is this true? Is Clear Mouse? Is this the player arc?
This is, well, so first, during ESA, when I was there a couple of months earlier, I successfully clipped out one mimic.
Okay.
Bufferless, okay.
All right.
I have successfully
better
hovered.
Than Andy already.
Okay.
FYI.
Well, you know what else is maybe
did it hurt
not
your
better than
when you did that?
It did not actually.
Okay. All right.
Surprisingly,
well,
I don't know. I just, you know, just kept
incredible.
Flicking it for 10 minutes and something clipped out. I was going to say, speaking of better than Andy, I hovered 19 pixels at
Let's
ESA.
Go.
And
okay.
Yes, so and then also, yes, at in the Prac Hack, we were waiting for some software to be updating. I was like, okay, I got nothing better to do. Let's hop in the Prac Hack. I did four attempts for Bo Landmos. My first one was a D cycle, so that's 14.
Because, I was like, what's a D? I forgot it's
yes,
X.
Yes, that's right, it's X. And then my next one was eight cycle, six cycle. So, you know.
Okay, all right, well, it's not bad. Probably better than my first attempt at Bo Landmos. I almost died to Landmos today. I even pulled the bow out when I got down to low hearts. I was using the hammer, it was
oh,
bad time.
No,
But well, at least, you know, you're enjoying the game, you're enjoying being around people.
I mean,
it's kind of, What's your preference? You know, we're back in the big rooms from 2022 versus like the dungeon rooms, it feels like, from 2019 and 2023.
Yeah, I actually prefer like these rooms that are actually closer to the lobby, just because, you know, again, like when you come in, right, it's just kind of like right here and it feels much more open, as opposed to you gotta, you know, walk away. I know that's something that's also like where the GDQ area was as well, but right. It just makes me feel much more like everything's here, right? Everything's open. You don't have to, once you kind of like walk out into the, like the corner, you just kind of there.
Do your own thing. Know? Yeah. It's easier to get to the fire pits too. Like if people hang out there.
True.
So, all right, Will. Well, thank you for your time. We will try and check in maybe a little later on this weekend.
Yeah, sounds great. All right. Looking forward. Good luck in your races. Looking forward to your commentary if you get a chance.
We got to make it happen.
Yes.
I have found former guest Specky Specs. First time at SGL. How's it going, man?
It's going great.
How was your trip in?
Easy. I just had a bus ride over from downtown DC, just vacationing there.
Okay.
So awesome. Very easy.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. So first time at SGL. I know it's day one, but what's your experience been like so far? Having a good time or too stressful with all the tournament backlog?
Great time. The tournament's, you know, not too stressful. You know, it's more just kind of carefree, just fun to play. Not too serious, and it's nice to finally like meet everybody in person who I've been talking to for like a year and a half online, and then meet in person. It's, you know, it's so different to actually meet people and get to know them. Everyone wants to meet each other, so it's really exciting to be part of that positive, good vibe culture, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like, you know, you're not worried about something being a little toxic like it is on Discord sometimes. You know, things change in person. It's just like, you know, it's fun, I guess. It just takes the load off.
Yeah.
So how's the tournaments going for you so far?
I've done run race versus Jesse. I lost by 40 seconds after I skipped my Go Mode Ice Rod and Meyer Big Chest. And then I got back to it 15 minutes later. Only lost by 40 seconds. Could have won by 10 minutes, but you know, I play non-key standing modes aggressive to my downfall, but it's fun for me, so I'm gonna keep doing it. And I don't, if I go 0-5, which might happen, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, play your game, have fun with it. That's what's important, you know, especially when you're in a different environment that also kind of can affect things sometimes. But I'm hoping you don't go 0-5.
I think I can at least take one or two.
I think you can take Gamma.
He's like right over there, so I can just be like,
he's the one I'm counting on. Everyone else I'm concerned about.
Yeah, I mean, he's literally camped out in there. Just, we were talking about this before we turned on the mic, but literally camped in there, like doing all his races today. So I think if you catch him right at the end.
I'm catching him at the end when he's all tired out of energy.
Okay.
Just wants to have it over with. And that's what I'm playing him, you know, when he's weak.
Perfect. The plan of attack, I like it. I'm wondering if he brought the Pikachu onesie back. We need to find that out.
No, he didn't. Okay. I think someone gave it to him last year, so if you go and get him one, we can get him to Rare, I'm sure.
Okay, well, I don't know where to find one of those here in D.C.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck, and we'll try and catch you around one of the campfires later on tonight.
That would be great.
Right. Thanks, man. Okay. And now I've kind of come 3 feet over from Specs and found Sawyer, who, I gotta admit, based on your profile picture, I didn't really think, I don't know what I was expecting. I thought you were gonna look exactly like your profile picture, because that's what I think everyone looks like.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was kind of given to me because the one time I put Cam on stream, they were like, this is what he looks like. And I'm like, cool. And then they're like, we're gonna draw it. And I'm like, thanks. So yeah, I think I do look a little bit like it, but sometimes I wish I didn't, you know?
Okay,
I just like that black line with the glasses, and that's pretty much what I'm about.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, respectable man. First SGL, right?
Yes, first SGL.
Okay, so how's it been? I know it's day one, but yep. How's things been so far?
Been pretty good. Meeting a lot of people. There's a lot of different groups I'm part of, and or at least talk to it and go from there. And I seem to be going from circle to circle to circle to saying hi and meeting everybody. I've done one race so far because I'm in the Rando tournament. Watched my friend Narwhal get a PB in NMG. That was awesome. Basically, it feels like a lot of love and support here, and it's just super awesome to come. I'm thinking I'm probably gonna come back next year too.
Good. Yeah, it's definitely different than I was just saying, like about a Discord vibe, you know?
Yeah,
like, in person's like 100 times better.
It's amazing what happens when you can actually reach out and touch somebody, and then you're like, oh yeah, they're actually human beings, and they're just not, there's no anonymity.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's perfect.
So,
Perfect.
So much nicer.
Yeah, so how's the tournament going for you so far? I'm assuming you've entered South.
I'm in the Rando one. I've done one match. It was one of the many that were scheduled at 10 a.m. this morning and kind of went a little longer. Unfortunately, my Super Nintendo and Retro Tank all weren't working at the time. So that's when I found out how nice the people are, because all of a sudden I got like just people, Cinec and the admins and everybody's like, here's your stuff. We're going to make you play. We're going to get you to play. Lost because of Red Cane and Hera Basement, but
classic.
I mean, with everything else going on, I got four more matches, and I'm going to be very happy if I get one in the group that I'm in, because quite frankly, my group is near the group of death that most
people
talk
about. There's a lot of those.
Yeah.
So I think the feeling is kind of mutual amongst all, most groups, we'll say. And that's a trend at SGL.
Yes, it is. It's like, all right, well, now I know what to do, and then, you know, we have auto tracking at home. You come here and it's like brain tracking. It's like, oh, there's a whole different part that I have to learn. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Or it's like, or find a laptop that you can set auto tracking up on and hope for the best. But
absolutely.
Well, I wish you luck with the rest of your matches. Awesome. I hope to see you maybe around one of the campfires at some point.
You'll see me actually tonight because I'm on Restream, so one of the channels.
All right.
So the day one Restream, I think our race, me and PH, will be ending the night for Rando tournament, but that depends on what they do with the race room and stuff.
Right.
So.
Yeah, race room very chaotic, as we've been saying, but we'll get there. Well, best of luck on Restream tonight. I hope you're ready for the white noise.
We'll find out.
And get the buds in, and you're just going to hear a nice roar, a low white noise roar. Put you to sleep if you sleep with white noise.
Usually the fans, so I'll just visualize this, people cheering for me the entire time.
That's it. That's the way to do it. Well, we'll check you later on, Sawyer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nothing else.
Well, we've made it to the fire pits, and I have found the one, the only homewrecker. How's it going, man?
It's going good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I dropped from the tournament. Sorry to everyone, like all my one fans.
I mean, you did better than me. I didn't even start.
I think that was the strat.
Yeah.
I joined Zero Rush in the let's go have fun instead of playing rando open boots mode.
You know what? That's the right call. After how today went, I think that's the right call.
Yeah. So first SGL for you, right?
Yes, very first.
All right, so day one, I think you got in yesterday?
Yes, I got in last night, around 4 or 5 o'clock, something like that. I didn't know what to expect. I'd heard some stories from beer last year, but wasn't sure like what the layout and how big everything was going to be. It's a lot more manageable than I expected.
Oh, that's good. So, I mean, good time so far?
Oh, yeah, it's been a blast. The first day yesterday was just meeting a whole bunch of people that I've known and I've talked to and I've become friends with, but have never seen in person.
Sure.
AFG, Ahab, couple of them.
AFG, a very boisterous gamer that I have a lot of respect for. Been on Spoiler Log before. We'll have to talk to him in a minute in person live. But yeah, I mean, small world, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This has been a blast. Just being able to just say hello to all these people. It's probably like 24 people yesterday I met for the first time, but it's like, hey, I've known you for forever, it feels like. So it's been great. And then today, just seeing the first day of what I can best describe as organized chaos with all the races.
Organized chaos is perfect.
Yes.
Brother.
All the races trying to get done. Like, the groups are six, so people doing five races and just trying to get as much as they can in day one, just wild.
It is pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
So are you happy you did not enter and just kind of hanging out with everyone?
You know, I really am.
The ticket's worth it just to hang out, right?
I wasn't sure, but like homemade beer very heavily convinced me, like, you should do this. It will be worth it even if you don't race.
Okay.
And even after one day, I'd say yes, absolutely worth it.
All right. Well, I'm in that boat too.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. So I'm glad that you're there. So, I mean, any big plans? Are you part of the I hear this legendary 40-plus person meat fest tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Yes, okay. I will be getting my meat sweats on tomorrow, yeah.
You're jumping in the meat.
Oh, yes.
All right. Perfect. Any other, like, expectations maybe for the weekend or just kind of rolling with the punches?
Some of us have... I have this small recognition as being a karaoke singer in this community.
Oh, baby.
And there is some of that that's going to be happening.
About that on Saturday.
Saturday night. I'm really excited for that.
I don't have that much confidence.
You know what?
I don't have enough liquid confidence either.
I disagree.
Oh.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think with enough, anyone can give it a go.
Well, I'm going to wish you the best.
I always go out there and say, if you...
That's a song you can do a karaoke.
Yeah.
That's a song. Well, I'm wishing the best.
Yep.
Vex over here saying that's a song we could do. Okay.
Better than all the rest, Danny.
Wait. Is Vex interjecting himself into a conversation?
And so is in Hawk's inner.
He could have been volunteering himself for karaoke.
He's never interjected himself into a conversation ever. It's a brand
ever.
New.
I don't actually remember.
First moment here.
Vex appears to be speechless.
Vex, tell us. You've got the mic. Homewrecker's like being the guy. What is it that you want us to tell us?
About what?
About Vex has had a lot. All right, well, Vex is good. He was at the GMP dinner earlier, so he's had a little bit of sight. Anyway, Homewrecker, absolute pleasure to get to meet you.
It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you as well.
Hoping we get to see some more of each other during this event.
Oh, definitely.
Maybe we'll get to talk to you again around the beautiful fire pits.
Yeah, these fire pits are great. Just these are worth it, honestly.
Oh, yeah. At least it's not 20 degrees outside, right?
Oh, yeah. I heard that happen last year.
Yeah.
Not fun times. No, the weather's been great, so.
Well, we'll catch up with you later on.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Well, I have found the one and only Apathy Duck. We saw him a little earlier when we were talking to Clifford, but Duck, how's it going, man?
I'm too drunk to fuck this chicken.
All right, so here's the thing. Duck has a Coors in his hand, and it's not a PBR. Can you explain yourself?
The Sheets is out of PBR. We had to dip into the strategic national reserve of Coors Banquet beer.
Banquet.
So if you or your loved one knows of any supply of PBR in the area, please request them to bring it immediately. This is not a drill.
I did see like four people walking in with cases of PBR earlier.
The thing is, once I made PBR a thing, now everyone drinks. Thanks to Matt.
Shout out to Matt and STL.
It is the winning elixir of the only elixir proven to increase your chances of winning Rando.
I hear that even Wind Waker Rando is drinking PBR. Now.
Are serious? Is it really?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I was about to say,
I'm making stuff up.
I'd be very proud that if I turn this entire community into raging alcoholics.
Oh, Jesus. Look, there's PBR here. It's not even
that. Okay. That is one of mine. I got one PBR. No, I was going to get three PBRs, and I can only get two. So you can see how much of a struggle this is for me.
So joking aside, as an employee of the one, the only Speed Gaming, how has the event been so far for you?
It's just been hectic, it's good that there's so many people here, but kind of learning how we go. I woke up this morning and like there's a waiting list. I'm like, what the hell is a waiting list?
I didn't know what a waiting list was.
But we already had a spreadsheet, everything all set up. By the time I took over, when I was in the admin room, I literally didn't have a moment to breathe for 2 hours because people were just coming in so quick. But we got through it all, and people are going to be going to at least 1 o'clock tonight, so everyone's pitching in to keep it open and everything.
Incredible.
So
1 o'clock is going to be. That is like.
It's whenever. Well, it's depending on how terrible Ace's SMZ3 seed. Oh, 1 o'clock is if he has a nice seed. If he gets one of those 3.5 hour ones, it's going to be 2 o'clock. So.
Well, you never know when you play 7-7-4, what's going to happen.
At least it's fast Ganon.
I'm not sure which community that is over there. They're having a good time.
It was at least Uter, because that guy played Uter.
Okay.
I now know people, because they needed seeds for me.
Perfect. Well, I guess, do you have, I'd say expectations, but you're working, so.
My expectations is that my feet hurt.
no. Well, all right, Doug, I'll let you get back to your banquet.
My banquet, thank you.
And thanks for your time. We'll try and check in a little later and see how life's treating you here at the
school. All right, very good, thank you.
All right, passing it around the fire pit, we found former guest AFG, the average frustrated gamer himself. How's it going, man?
Good, Sir Danzy. Not too bad. How's it going with you?
I'm doing great. What do you have in your beverage cup right here?
I apparently poured more scotch than a human's supposed to pour, so mistakes have been made, but the worst mistake might be that there's still some in the cup.
Is that the Angry Pants?
That's the Johnny Black Label, the Johnny Walker Black Label, I believe. Yeah.
No, I meant like who it came from.
Oh, that came from Mr. Vex here.
Oh, came from Vex. Okay, not Mr. Angry Pants.
Nah.
All right.
You heard your name.
He said it came from you.
The bearer
Vex
of the whiskey.
Vex is inserting himself. I'm going to have to just talk to Vex in a minute because he keeps inserting himself. So first SGL for you.
Yes, sir.
How has your experience been so far? I guess one full day in here at 11:38 p.m.
Well, my wife was saying you're going to be immersed in Zelda for 4 to 5 days. I said no, I'm going to be immersed in the people for 4 to 5 days because that is the real ball and experience. Meeting you, meeting everybody, that has been the thing. Meeting everybody. I mean, I signed up for the tournament. I lost 3 games. I've dropped, and now I have all this free time.
Well, welcome to the drop call, brother.
Exactly. So now I think I've actually won. I got now all this free time, and it's going to be balling. I'm waiting for the meat place tomorrow. I mean,
yeah, so you're part of the big 40 group.
That's correct.
Yeah, not the 40 ounce or the 40 hands, but
yes,
40 meats.
Yes. Oh, I am ready.
I need to find the cabal leader.
Ooh, that's probably beer. Yeah. I think homemade beer started this nonsense.
He did. Yeah, yeah. I knew he did. I was trying to play it up, but we'll talk to beer later. I'll get with beer at some point.
Yes.
I'm doing meets on Saturday. I can't do meets two nights in a row.
That doesn't work.
I watched Solsky try 2 years ago. It didn't go well.
You might not have left the hotel room the next morning. I wouldn't have.
Yeah, it was bad. So, got in yesterday. You said you dropped. So,
yes.
Anything else is just kind of hanging out for Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Pretty much. Yeah, I don't know what I'm playing yet. I might do some common. I might not. I might get some illicit poker games going on. I mean, I think it's going to be a good time.
Good time, okay.
Absolutely.
I got to ask, because I don't know the proper terminology, but the hat.
Yes.
I love the hat.
Thank
what
you.
Is the proper type of hat this is?
I believe we call this a bowler.
A bowler,
yes.
Okay. All right, so are you like the odd job, maybe, of the ALTCPR community right now?
That might be right.
Or maybe are you a Kung Lao?
Ooh, I like that. I got to get this a little more weaponized.
You got to sharpen the edge.
That's true. I mean, it's all the key to the hat is the feather. Without the feather, there's really not much point. Mm. So,
I mean, they say birds of a feather and all.
That's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They flock together. I mean, that's why I'm here.
That's right. That's right.
I think that's why you're here.
That's what I came for. You're here. I'm here. That's why we're here.
That's right. So if you were coming back next year, let's say,
yes, sir,
would you rather play casual boots like this, or would you rather play cross keys?
Oh, cross keys. Oh, my God. That's no question.
No question.
No question. Who plays open anymore? What a dumb moat. It's cross keys. What? My God. Cross keys.
Do you like quick swap?
I do like quick swap.
Duck didn't hear me. I was really trying to bait Apathy Duck from across the fire pit there.
Is he the koi pond?
He just hates quick swap because he's a very fundamentalist.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But okay. It, no, it's all good. I hope you are enjoying your time. It sounds
Absolutely.
Like you are. And I hope you eat a lot of meat tomorrow.
I am going
And maybe
to.
Earn the title of meat gobbler.
Thank you. I will strive to earn.
Don't fill up on the cheese bread.
Ooh,
it's good. It's not worth it. Get the picanha. And if you know, maybe in today's like pop culture, it's not the best, but like the picanha West is the way you want to go. It's delicious. The fat is perfect.
That's the risk at these meat places is getting distracted by all the side show.
Indeed, indeed. Well, AFG, I hope you enjoy your time. Hopefully, we'll get to catch up with you at a fire pit later on.
Thank you, sir. It was a pleasure. Yeah.
Well, now I found right beside AFG, we have Ahab. I believe I'm saying that right.
No, it's Ahab, like Ahab. The captain from Moby Dick.
I'm sorry.
Have you read Moby Dick?
Do what?
Have you read Moby Dick before?
No, I actually haven't. Oh. I don't read books because I'm stupid.
Well, you know what's funny is my whole name is based off the book, but when people come into my stream, they're like, oh, hey, I like your Metal Gear Solid reference. And I'm like,
what Metal Gear Solid reference?
I don't know.
You don't know either?
I don't know. I don't play Metal Gear
Do you
Solid.
Know over
here? I
love
that game. I have no idea.
So I'm like, you didn't read Moby Dick? You know, the guy who hunts the whale, you know?
Yeah, but that... Is his name Ahab?
Yeah, Captain Ahab.
Oh, shoot. I didn't know that. Well, now I know.
Yeah, that's where it came from.
I'm not educated. I am, but I'm not.
North Carolina schools, huh?
North Carolina, brother. It works out great. I know how to smoke meat. I don't know how to read books.
So can we talk about vinegar versus mustard then?
All right, so mustard has its use case, okay? Yeah. I know we've had this talk in DMs a bit.
I know.
However, vinegar barbecue, chopped barbecue, is better than mustard-based pork barbecue.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Mustard's good as a binder for your seasonings on, like, smoking baby back ribs.
Yes.
But yeah, beyond that, no.
I agree. I have family in North Carolina. Yeah, I told you my little history.
I did. Yeah, or you did.
And, you know, they brought that up here. So I agree with you. The South Carolinians, they love their mustard. I don't know why. I find it off-putting in barbecue.
I respect them. They're wrong.
They are wrong.
So you enjoy Texas-style barbecue, right? Like, you know, the heavy salt, pepper.
No, I'm not really a salt guy. Actually, okay. I'm kind of salt sensitive. Give me all the dry rub or any seafood with Old Bay in it.
Old Bay.
Yeah, that's my calling card.
That's a unique thing there.
Well, I'm from Baltimore.
Okay,
I'm
all
from
right,
Baltimore.
All right.
Baltimore born and raised.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah, I just lived in Texas for 5 years, and you know I moved back for my family. You know, so you know I was still loyal to my seafood down there with the crawfish and Louisiana blue crabs. But
okay,
yeah,
that's fair. That's very fair. So the boils are where it's at.
Fucking fix this.
Down there you boil, up here you steam.
Up here you steam.
You steam
well,
your crabs.
I keep forgetting we are in D.C.
Yeah, you steam your crabs here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a boil where you just like, in my area, you throw paper on a table and then everything gets dumped out onto it.
Yeah, that you know, same thing with the bushels of crabs that we do. Get your newspaper out, put it on your picnic table, and you throw all your crabs.
I can't eat things off a newspaper.
Okay.
Because then the ink is in my food.
Well, okay, newspaper, paper. How about that?
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. So joking aside, meat talk aside, it is your first SGL, right?
It is. Yes.
All right. Good. I'm glad I'm getting more first timers.
Yeah.
So how has your experience been?
So far, so good. I didn't play in the tournament this year. I'm probably going to do it next year. I was just feeling out the water. But more of the reason is I have to leave on Saturday for a few hours. And I said, if I'm going to make it.
You said, I'm going to win the whole thing.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
can't miss Saturday.
Yeah, I can't miss Saturday. My son's got a football game, so I got to win.
So are you in this area?
Yeah, I live about 45 minutes from here.
What a lucky man.
Yeah, I had AFG and TJ Maelstrom stay at my house for a few days and showed him around the city. We got some good food and all that. Yeah.
Pre-game hangout.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, got him to babysit my kids a little bit.
There you go. It's like, I'm going to play Link to the Past Rando while they watch the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Entertain them for me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you're having a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, has it kind of lived up to the hype you've heard about so far?
Yeah, I actually haven't, like, drank or partied this much since before I had kids. So this is, so this is like my first time in a long while where I've been away from the wife and the kids. So it's kind of nice.
It's cool, I got to say, because as someone who understands, it's very cool when the wife says, I'm going to sign off and let you go and have a good time, you know, with your friends, meet your friends for the first, you know, some of your, like, online. Wait, you're laughing about it, so did she not sign off on this?
Oh, no, she did, but she has been ranting to me the whole time, saying how horrible my kids have been.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Well, that's a little relatable.
Yep.
Just a little, though. My wife's a saint. I can't crap talk her too much. So, you know. Well, I'm glad you're having a good time. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
It's nice to finally meet you and put a face with a name.
For sure.
Because I know, like we've talked about, we discussed barbecue before.
Yes, we have.
And the differences.
And NASCAR.
And NASCAR. Listen, NASCAR is fun more in person than on TV.
I know.
I know.
I used to. I've been to Dover Downs a couple times.
Man. That's the one track I want to go to.
Yeah, well, it's only an hour and a half away from it, so.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect. Well, Ahab, as I get it right.
Yeah.
Thanks for chatting with us for a bit. I hope you have a great, fantastic weekend. We will hopefully see you around the fire pits later on.
Of course. I'll be around. Appreciate it.
So we have come across some people here from the CivTech. Is that correct?
CivTech. Yeah.
CivTech conference.
The tech ecosystem.
Yep. Okay, so one of the additional events that are happening here, not part of our video game conference, but you said you're from Sweden, is that correct?
Yeah, for sure. We're from Sweden. We're quite new to the tech ecosystem. It's a tactical awareness kit.
Okay.
You know, it's on the Android store, Play Store. So if you're interested in like a common operating picture, our whole goal or aim through this ecosystem is situational awareness. So, like a common picture of all the you know interest people. We have a common picture. Where are you? What are you doing? And what are you going to do?
Okay.
So we want to know like. Where are you at?
Keep an eye on everybody.
You know, a GPS location, a GPS tracker.
You're watching me right now? Is that?
Not really, unless you have like, if you download the app and join my server, I don't have no clue where you're at. But if you're at, I can show you later if you want. I can show you an example.
Interesting, okay.
And you integrate a lot of other different data streams. We have video streams. You can have drones. That's a hot topic right now. So like video streams from drones, and you know, like different networks. You can have IP-based networks, so you know your mobile-based LTE stuff.
Okay.
Radio, you know, high frequency, low frequency radio, and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, and that's basically the thing. So have a robust network and a common operating picture. So you want to know where everyone at. Where they're going, you know, in an emergency like the hurricane down
right in North Carolina.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, maybe mobile service towers have gone down.
Right.
You can have a different network and still see, you know, where everyone's at, what they're doing, what kind of drones or other like. Yeah, you know.
Sure. Yeah, you can. Things to help with people in situations
for sure.
That the emergencies.
Yeah, so like we are emergency services, that's our main objective here is like coordinating between agencies, like fire departments, police departments, and other emergency services to help these agencies interconnect and find an interoperability. Yeah, like...
Work together, basically.
Yeah,
type thing.
That's
okay.
Amazing.
So you said today was your last day at the conference?
Yeah.
Okay, is this your first time in the States?
It's my third time in the States.
Third time, okay.
First time in the States in business.
All right.
So first time East Coast.
Okay.
You know, when I was younger, I was at the West Coast, but, you know, I'm trying to get the best of my business trip here, so to say. So that's
sure.
Why I'm here right now.
So you guys, I'm assuming we're on the opposite end of the hotel, like the near the pool area.
Okay.
The dungeon, I guess, is the way to describe it.
You could say.
Yeah. So have you ever seen something kind of like what we're doing here with this gaming?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, basically. I mean, I work more towards the government side of software integration and stuff like that. So
right.
I have a basic interest of gaming and stuff like that. Not quite to this level.
Sure.
I've heard of speedruns and stuff like that.
Okay.
So
are you familiar with Twitch?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Perfect. Perfect.
So I know.
So a lot of us here have some friends that we feel we're close with in Sweden.
Yeah.
And are playing the game we're here playing, A Link to the Past Randomizer. So it's a small world.
Yeah, for sure. It's a small world. I heard some guy from Sweden in your community was here.
Yeah, Angels, I believe.
Yeah, he's going to bed. So I would love to meet him. But maybe tomorrow at the breakfast.
Maybe we can find it.
Yeah. I'm familiar with Twitch and I'm familiar with speedrunning, so, but maybe not in your games.
Sure.
Maybe I'm more of a general gamer. I play more first person shooters, Counter Strike. That's my sort of jam.
Oh, yeah. Those are fun. So, how many days have you been in the States?
I will, 4 days now. I got here on Monday and we're going on tomorrow at Friday, so 5 days total.
Okay, well, I hope you have a safe trip back. I hope have you had a good time while you're here?
Yeah, for sure. The conference was great. I would really recommend checking out ATAC on the Android Play Store.
Okay.
It's a really cool community. Check it out if you like maps and geospatial intelligence.
Geospatial intelligence, that sounds a little bit over my my intelligence level.
Speed runs, that's out of my own comfort zone.
Sure.
But if you got the interest, we can do some real cool stuff with maps.
All right.
Where are you at? Where are your friends at? Check it out, geospatial things like altitude and stuff. You can do some cool stuff with maps. Maybe not as cool as speedrunning Zelda games.
We don't do much with altitude.
I'll show you some examples after this.
Okay.
But in my opinion, it's pretty cool.
Awesome.
So check it up. We got our own community. We're not as big as you guys. We had
We're pretty small.
150 people here, but not as big as that after party as this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is day one for us. So we're just gonna. The more people who exit the tournament are gonna be out here at the fire pit having some drinks and hanging out.
Okay.
And just enjoying each other's company.
We're not as good as this.
Oh, I'll okay. Say, yeah. With professional, you have to be a little more
true.
On the up and up, I guess, is the way to put it.
Yeah.
So, thank you for your time. I appreciate you talking.
Thank you very much.